It's time to talk sports. Now from the Fan Studios in Melbourne, it's the Mark Moses Show on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan. You can be a part of the conversation at 321-984-1234. Now here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to Tuesday edition of my show. That's right, it's hot outside. It's probably going to rain again. And I got sports stories and bad jokes for you. Now, I want to start with the NBA playoffs. I also want to get into the College World Series. But I saw this about 5 minutes before we came on the air today. And it's so shocking to me that I have to start the show with this. I have to. There's so much to discuss. But if there's one thing that's really going to really just make you think for 5 minutes, stand out, if that's the phrase to use, it's from last night on TNT with Charles Barkley. And it's not what Charles Barkley said. He's a national treasure. No, it's the reaction of the other guys on the set. I'm completely confused now. I never knew this. And now I have 100 new questions. Let's go to the audio.
I lost my wallet today, Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Powell's, P-Y-L-E-S, I'm hoping I'm saying his name right, he returned it.
Yeah.
He got in touch with TNT and gave me my wallet back. And that was really awesome. I lost it at Chipotle.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know it.
You still carry a wallet?
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Are you like the only person in the world that still carries a wallet?
Ernie, why you lose your wallet? My story.
We use a wallet.
Chipotle.
Real fat. You know that.
Kenny, do you carry a wallet?
Matt.
I do, Matt.
Hey, you're a Georgia Bulldog. Thank you, Georgia Bulldog.
I have a wallet some days, and then some days I just use my.
Shaq, you carry a wallet?
I have a badge, sir.
Okay.
Wait. Nobody carries a wallet but me.
Yeah.
I'm completely confused now. So Charles Barkley, who is super famous in this country, here's the test. If your mom, who knows nothing about sports, knows who Charles Barkley is, that guy's super famous. He's super famous. He's super rich as well. He has a wallet. It's fascinating to me. Wait a minute. Ernie Johnson, who feels very, you know, humble, kind of blue collar, worked his way up. He's the one that calls him out. Not Kenny or Shaq. It's literally Ernie Johnson. Wait a minute. I'm learning something brand new today here on the show. It appears that super rich people, celebrities, don't have wallets. Don't use them. Maybe they just hire an assistant to hold it for them. Talking about their credit card and their debit card. I don't know, and this mysterious black card I always hear about. And their driver's license. Maybe they don't need a driver's license. Maybe they have their butler driving them around. I have so many questions. But it appears Charles Barkley, he's still a humble individual. He's still going with the wallet. And yes, he went to Chipotle and lost it. And somehow a good Samaritan returned it to him on site. It's incredible. I say this at dinner parties. And when I mean dinner parties, I'm talking at the bars because I'm not good enough or sophisticated enough to go to dinner parties or get invited to them. I have had the same wallet since I was 14 years old. When I was a freshman in high school, I had a buddy go, "Hey, I got this extra wallet. You want it?" "Sure, I don't have a wallet." And that's when my wallet was born. I have had the same wallet since about 1996. It is 2021. Do the math. This wallet is super old. I love this wallet. It's falling apart. But you know what? It's a part of me. I own it. All my identification, all my credit cards, my debit card. Let's see. Do I have movie passes to a movie from like 2011? Yes, probably. Everything is in here. The business cards that I give the ladies, it's in here. I've had the same wallet since 1996. It appears that I'm a peasant then. I am not a celebrity. I am not rich. Because if you're going to be a super celebrity, you need to have the wallet. No. See, I'm still confused. Barkley has a wallet, but it appears maybe he's not good enough for the super-duper elite.
I lost my wallet today, Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Powell's, P-Y-L-E-S, I'm hoping I'm saying his name right, he returned it.
Yeah.
He got in touch with TNT and gave me my wallet back, and that was really awesome. I lost it at Chipotle, yeah. And I didn't even know it.
You still carry a wallet?
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Are you like the only person in the world that still carries a wallet?
What?
Hey, why you use your wallet? My story.
We use a wallet.
Chipotle.
Real on, fat. You know that.
Kenny, do you carry a wallet?
Matt.
I do have.
Hey, you're a Georgia Bulldog. Thank you, Georgia Bulldog.
I have a wallet
Bulldog.
Some days, and then some days I just use my.
Shaq, you carry a wallet?
I have a badge, sir.
Okay.
What?
Nobody carries a wallet but me.
I'm completely confused by this whole segment. Forget about basketball. Forget about Kawhi Leonard, you know, dropping the hammer down last night against the Utah Jazz. Forget about the Atlanta Hawks, where Trae Young, 25 points, 18 assists in the W. Forget that. It appears that if you're going to be a big timer, if you're going to be one of these legit ballers, you can't have a wallet. And Charles Barkley learned that last night. Not from Kenny, not from Shaq. Shaq, who has a deputy badge. I'm still confused by that. No, Ernie Johnson. He's secretly the biggest baller of them all. Can't have a wallet. All right, I've learned that. All right, if I'm going out, you can't card me. Because I'm sorry, I'm too legit now to have a wallet on me. Do you go with the money clip? I'm confused here. See, I love my wallet, but it appears I might have to retire it if I'm going to go to the next level. Yes, that's exactly what it is after a while. Man, that is eye-opening to me.
I lost my wallet today, Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Powell's, P-Y-L-E-S, I'm hoping I'm saying his name right, he returned it.
Yeah.
He got in touch with TNT and gave me my wallet back, and that was really awesome. I lost it at Chipotle. Yeah. And I didn't even know it.
You still carry a wallet?
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Are you like the only person in the world that still carries a wallet?
Is it so shocking to me? Ugh. Can't get over that. All right, so I wanted to start with that. Now we'll go to actual sports. Even though that's going to be in your head all day long. All day long. Here's my other thing. I leave it in the front right leg pocket. That's what I do. I don't like the back pocket. I'm not into that. No. No one's stealing it or grabbing my ass. I'm sorry. No. It's staying like it's my holster and we're in the Old West. That's where I like to keep it. That's where it needs to be at all times. I know buddies where it's like they'll leave it like when they're driving, they'll put it kind of in like on top of the dashboard where the radio is. They'll leave it there or the glove compartment, one of those. No. It stays on me at all times. That's right. When I leave the house, where's the belt? Where's my wallet? Where's the keys? Where's my cell phone? They all go hand in hand. That's right. And over the last like year or so, where's my mask? Now I'm just, you know, whatever, throwing that away. But it boggles my mind. It appears I'm not cool enough. All right, we can move on from that now. I was going to keep that for Day and Dumb, but I don't think it's worth for Day and Dumb. I think you need to start the show with that. Now, in college athletics, the College World Series is now set. Here are your teams. And it is going to go on nonstop over the next 2 weeks or so on ESPN and ESPN2 and probably ESPN the Ocho. Here are your teams. And there's a reason I'm going to bring this up. Stanford, NC State, Vandy, Arizona, Tennessee, Virginia, Texas, Mississippi State. I bring up those names because they're all around the country. You have two of them from the Pac-12. You have, if I'm doing this correct off the top of my head, I believe you have two from the ACC. You have three from the SEC and one from the Big 12. There's no one from the Big 10. There's not. Sorry, didn't happen. But what's exciting about that is you have teams from all over the country, different regions. Not the Midwest, but Atlantic, Southeast, and you have out there on the West Coast. and you have a team from Texas. It's exciting to have all these different brands and all these styles of play. And they're going to send on Omaha. I used to live there. I used to cover college baseball at that level. It's exciting. It's fun. I love going to the College World Series. I feel jealous, and this happens every single year. I wish I could go to Omaha. And I know that's a just kind of bizarre comment, and you really don't hear that very often from many human beings. I wish I could go to Omaha. But College World Series is fun, man. It really is. You don't even have to go to the games. It's just party, party, party. There's party tents. There's concerts. There's more party tents. There's more concerts. There's beer. There's women. It's a great, great time. And you get to see all the different fan bases. You don't even have to go to an actual game. You could fly there, pretend to be rooting for Texas or, I don't know, Tennessee, and you could just party for two straight weeks. I know the Gators have gone. Florida State's gone. Like, it is a fun event to go to. I love it. I'm jealous. I wish I could go right now. That is going to be fun. So just add that to things that will be on TV nonstop for the next couple of weeks. And I bring it up where all the teams from the different regions, because that's what college football should be. And we've had this discussion for a couple of days, and I know they're going to meet in Chicago this week, the playoff committee, and they are going to break this down and maybe come to a new solution to what the future of college football should look like when it comes to the playoff. I like this idea where Pac-12, the Big 12, the ACC, the SEC, I like that all these different teams from across the country are getting a shot. And as I've said over the last couple days doing this show, I get it. It's on the teams to compete at a high level. I get it. But if you're going to expand to, I don't know, 12 or 10, 8, whatever they're going to do, it'll make it more exciting. It will. And that's the way sports should be. Remember, the March Madness tournament, the NCAA tournament, you have a Midwest, East, Southwest regions. Everyone's invited to the party. That's the way it should be. It's exciting. It is. Heck, and if you're the SEC, when you look at the College World Series, you got three. You should have gotten five. It should have been more. But that's why they play the games. You get in, you got a fair shot to go win the championship. Same thing with basketball. I just want everyone to have a fair shot. Now, when everyone gets in and Alabama still kills everyone, I got no problem with that. None. Just give everyone a chance at the table. That's what it needs to be. It can't just be Obama's going to take on Clemson and then Ohio State and then Notre Dame's going to be in there and then more Bama and then more Bama. I hope you understand if we go to 12 teams and you get wild cards, Alabama could lose three games and get in the playoff every year. They don't have to do anything. Just win like eight or nine games, they're in every year. Every single year. That's why Nick Saban signed through, what, 2028? If you're going to put down a bet, if I was actually going to put down money, I would put down, if they expand the playoff, that Alabama gets in with Nick Saban as their coach every single year until his contract is up. That's my guarantee. I don't make many like great guarantees on this show. That's my guarantee. Now, real quick in the playoffs, and Chris Pirtle is going to join us here in a minute. How about that Kawhi Leonard dunk last night? You might have been sleeping when it happened. Yeah, he destroyed the Jazz maybe on one play.
Seven to shoot. Kawhi makes his move. Oh, wow.
A major Kawhi light.
Oh, my goodness.
Put a frame on that poster.
See, this is what the thing is with Kawhi Leonard. There are days you forget about him, and then there are days like last night where like, oh, yeah, that guy's great. And he shows up in the playoffs. And two-time finals MVP on two different teams, two-time champion. When he wants it and he's healthy, yeah, the guy's one of the great players of all time. The weird thing with him is there are other days you're like, oh, yeah, that guy plays. I forgot. It's just, it's bizarre. It's because he doesn't talk a lot. He's not in a lot of commercials. He's not in your face every 3 seconds.
Seven to shoot. Kawhi makes his move. Oh, wow.
A major Kawhi line.
Oh, my goodness.
Put a frame on that
Man, that was sick. He is 6'7", you think? Kind of like that. Long, gigantic arms. Some just huge hands as well to palm the ball. He's not the fastest guy in the court. He's not the quickest guy. But if he finds an opening to the lane, he is going to rip your soul out.
Seven to shoot. Kawhi makes his move. Oh, wow.
A major Kawhi light.
Oh, my goodness.
Put a frame on that poster.
You know, it finally hit me. That's Ian Eagle and Greg Anthony on the call on TNT. Kawhi light is instead of a highlight. Oh, now I get it. Yeah, I'm kind of slow today. This morning, I had to go to the dentist. I know. They take all my money. Like, I seriously love those people who do my teeth, but I've given them so much money, I think they all get to go to Acapulco on my dime. They're like, hey, you got to get two fillings and a cleaning on one side of your mouth. Next week, one filling will clean that side of the mouth. I'm like, good. 8 a.m., let's knock it out. I literally woke up at about 7:40, put my pants on. I know, ladies, stay with me. And then I drove down the street, got in the chair. They worked on me for 90 straight minutes. I think 20 minutes before the show, my mouth finally feels normal. It was not fun, but I got to do it. I'm a gamer. Got to look pretty for TV and for the people on the radio. Let's go to break. We'll come back. Chris Pirtle. Yes, he's been joining me all playoffs long. Let's break down the three playoff series that are left. Are they all 2-2? We'll break them down next.